Thank you to our first communicants for crowning the Blessed Virgin Mary as we begin the month of May, traditionally dedicated to the Virgin Mary. And the honor we give her certainly reflects the honor to her son, Jesus Christ, and there's many graces that come from that. So, in today's Gospel from John, we hear a section of the Last Supper discourse, which is one of the most significant segments of Christ's teachings that we have in the Gospels, a very important set of passages. But in today's Gospel, our Lord reveals to us the source of true and lasting joy. And so hopefully you are listening to that, because that's kind of important. You know, what is it that brings joy and happiness to us as human beings? You know, the life of a Christian is a life of joy, because it brings us and ultimately points us to the joy of heaven. You know, there's a lot of false views of Christianity. They want to present Christianity as something that makes us miserable, or the Christian life is, Christians are often portrayed as sticks in the mud who don't do anything fun. But the opposite is actually true. You know, Christianity and the life of a Christian brings us to the source of true and authentic joy. You know, the joys of this world are all fleeting. You know, they pass quickly. You know, you can enjoy a great meal with delicious food, but it's over soon, and chances are we aren't going to remember it for very long, at least. You know, how often do we remember that great meatloaf that we had 4 years ago? You know, it's like, well, you know, we don't remember that. It comes and it goes quickly. You know, if we get a new car, you know, there's a little bit of excitement for a few days, and then it's not very long before it's an old car that's not all that exciting. You know, sometimes, you know, if you've ever been inspired by listening to someone play a beautiful piece of classical music, you know, it can lift up our hearts and, you know, we're enthralled with the beauty of it. But a few minutes later, we move on. And we don't remember that. You know, even spending time with our family and friends, it's great when we have the chance to do that. But then that passes quickly, and then, you know, we move on with life. You know, when I taught high school, we would talk about eternity. Even when we were talking about heaven, which you would think would be a very uplifting topic, some of the students would get really, really nervous, because the simple concept of eternity was frightening for them. And in their minds, it's like, what could possibly bring us joy forever? Because everything they knew was a joy that came quickly and left, and they would get tired of pretty quickly or forget about. And so what is it that would actually bring us joy forever? But if we focus instead on the one who brings us those joys, that's something that is lasting. In an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ elevates the passing joys that we experience in our daily lives into something lasting. What do I mean by that? Well, a delicious meal. If we focus on the food, it comes and goes and we forget about it. But if we focus on the one who's blessing us and ultimately providing us with that food, and that this is an act of love on the part of God who's nourishing us, that points us in a much different direction. Or a beautiful piece of music. If instead of just listening to the music and then moving on, if we see it as a reflection of the God who is a God of beauty, that points us in a very different direction. Or the time we spend with our family and friends, if we recognize that they are gifts from God and that everything that we love in them is a reflection in some small way of an attribute of our Creator, that points us to God. And so all of these things, if we have a deep relationship with Jesus Christ, are going to orient us to something greater, to our ultimate end, which is union with God. And that's something that is lasting. In the Gospel, Christ says, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love." And he goes on to say, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." True and authentic joy comes as a fruit of a relationship of love with Jesus Christ. And because heaven is spending an eternity with our Lord, that's something that culminates and doesn't pass like the things of this world, but culminates into something that's eternal. When we move from time into eternity, there's a change that happens within us. You know, whatever state we're in at the moment we pass into eternity is the state that we'll be in forever. because eternity is unchanging. You know, it's outside of time. And so, you know, in time, things change and they change quickly. But in eternity, things are unchanging. And so what we experience never grows old and it never diminishes in its intensity. You know, what we experience, we'll experience to the greatest capacity of our intellects and will at every moment. And that'll never change. It'll be eternally new and eternally refreshing. And so if we experience the love of Jesus Christ, you know, we say in the, hear him say in the gospel, no one has greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You know, there's probably moments in this life where we meditate upon the crucifixion of Christ and we're overwhelmed with the love of Christ. There's probably other moments that we kind of forget about it and we're focused on other things. Well, in eternity, you know, we would recognize that to the fullest extent that we're able to. And it would remain that way forever. It would never get old. We would never tire of it. We'd never say, oh, well, I'm done thinking about that. We would experience that in its fullness. Or the depth of the Lord's mercy and recognizing how many times we had sinned against him and how many times he had reached out to us and offered us forgiveness again and again. And that ultimately he brought us to the joys of heaven. Every moment that we would experience of joy in heaven would be a reflection of the incredible mercy of God. And so we would meditate upon that to the fullest extent of our abilities. And thanksgiving would rise from our hearts as we would be overwhelmed in gratitude for what the Lord has done for us. And that thanksgiving would never diminish and never end because we would be transformed into the state of eternity. You know, the experience of the beauty of God would be something that would never end but would endure for all eternity. And so the reality is the closer that we get to an authentic personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and the more we can see the things of this life in relationship to our Lord, the more we will experience joy. You know, the unfortunate thing with our society is more and more people are turning away from religion and are ceasing the practice of the faith. And the more they do that, the more we're going to see despair and hopelessness and unhappiness spread. You know, as we're seeing that already, you know, and how many people are turning to drug addictions and to other compulsive, destructive behaviors to satisfy themselves, and it never does. You know, we're going to see that more and more because people are turning away from the very source of joy. But as Christians, we know what the true source of joy is, and so we can orient our lives to that. And so when it comes to having a rich life of prayer, you know, it's important for us when we do enter into prayer to recognize that every blessing that we have, you know, if we're thankful for our children or our spouse or the needs, the physical needs that have been provided for us for the day, or the fact that we do have our Catholic faith and the graces of the sacrament, the more that we turn to prayer and to see these as gifts from a loving God that are meant to bring us into a deeper relationship with him, the more we'll experience joy. So our life of prayer, to be rich and to be deep, we should be taking the blessings of our daily lives and seeing those in light of our Lord. And if we follow that path, that's the path of joy. And so as we continue through this Easter season, I think it's a good time for us to have a renewed appreciation of what truly matters and who it is that brings true and lasting joy to our lives. And we'll find it in one place and in one place alone. In Jesus Christ, who says in the gospel today, no one has greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. Nowhere else will we find a greater love than we find in him.